I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
And welcome to another quality episode of Hacker Voice Radio. If you're not entirely happy, you can return the product and get your money back within 14 days. Items must not be worn or damaged, and seal must be complete.
Indeed.
It is episode 15?
Ooh.
I think. I'm not sure. On the 26th of August 2005, and it's a Friday. Now... I'm going to be really, really talking fast because I'm really, really hyper and I've had too much coffee.
All right, let's start. Any emails?
Emails. No emails as yet.
Oh. Any funny voicemails?
From Ionix, but I can't play that right now.
All right. Is Ionix coming on later on?
I should hope so.
Maybe by the way, I can still hear myself.
Are you? Turn down something on your end.
I've got headphones on. You've been messing around with that.
There's not much I can do about
all
that.
Alright, sorry.
You sure it's alright?
Yeah.
Cool, okay.
Alright, news is a bit slow again today, but it kind of picked up.
Yeah.
Some funny stories.
Mm-hmm.
The BBC is running a story stating that, amongst other programmes, the GIB and Photoshop have been identified as possible tools for uncovering PIN numbers via the mail. So if your bank credit card PIN numbers and such.
It's 4678. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that now.
Damn. I was just too much coffee, that's what I said.
Yeah. The researchers collected lots of so-called PIN mailers and then tested how secure they were. Many were defeated using bright lights shone at an angle on the paper. Other pins could be read by scanning the letter and then adjusting some of the image qualities in popular programs such as GIMP, Adobe Photoshop, and Paint Shop Pro.
Wow.
I've been doing this for years. Because the very first time when I got my bank account that I have just now,
yep.
I actually tried it out to see if I could see it, and you can.
Ah, interesting. Okay. That's very insecure, but they do,
yes.
They do seal it under some sort of like random graphics kind of thing, and then the page isn't there, but it's a very, very light page.
Yeah,
so you
can
still see
it.
You can still see it under a very bright light, that's true. pardon me, I just sneezed.
Yeah, bless you.
Thank you.
Microsoft have been infected by a virus.
That's
but
correct.
Not the type we are kind of used to. It appears that a Microsoft worker returning from overseas, probably fucking India, brought back a case of the measles with them. In fact, they had been back working and spreading the disease at Microsoft and other places in Redmond for at least 4 days prior to being discovered. Somehow, I don't think that Microsoft included their cost-benefit analysis of overshadowing the potential widespread infection in their company. Perhaps they should include that risk in the future?
Yeah. Get some sort of human viral scanner, and if the human is infected, delete.
Make sure it's well coded though, because the last thing you want in a human virus scanner is the blue screen of death.
Yeah, exactly. error, shutting down. The BBC is running a story that started stating that, among other programs, the GIMP and Photoshop...
I read that one.
Sorry?
I just read that.
No, you didn't. You were talking about Microsoft infected by viruses.
Yeah, but that was the first one I read.
Oh.
The mail.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You did the bottom one.
Okay. reports claim that men are more intelligent than women. In controversial research reported all over the place, Richard Lyon, the emeritus professor of psychology in Ulster University, claims that... I should read it in an Irish accent. The Ulster University claims that, on average, men are more intelligent than women. Yeah, maybe it is. Let battle commence. as the research has not yet been published, there's nothing more to go on than the press reports. The co-author of the study, Dr. Arwing, a senior lecturer on organizational psychology at Manchester University, Woot, is a apologic about the findings. Anyway, in the BBC report, he states that the paper will go on to argue that despite their disadvantage in IQ, there is evidence that women utilize their lesser talents better than men. That is true. It simply begs the question of use of IQ tests if they don't predict anything in the real world. It's true, men and women are complete different species.
Yes.
Women like to utilize their vocal skills better, nagging, stressing, mm-hmm. Spending your money, and other things like that.
Yes. Women are useless.
They're good for some things, you know.
Yeah, but there's something in Japan that could replace women altogether.
Yeah.
The A Japanese scientist has created a robot.
A female sex robot, which we're going to sell next month.
This is actually,
I for one have pre-ordered six.
This is actually a proper story, by the way. Replica Q1 Expo boasts silicon skin, 42 compressed air-controlled actuators, and is controlled by a computer which enables the robo-nymphic to mimic the movements of real humans.
Oh yes, I like
right
the air-compressed.
Yeah, right down to the fluttering of her eyelids and her breathing.
Oh yes.
All well and good, but the man responsible for Ripley, I swear to God, they make these fucking things up. Ripley Q1 Expo, Professor Hiroshi Ishiguro, or something like that, of Osaka University, that's in Tokyo, seen here with this creation. I'm reading the article. It's a pretty cool substitute for the real thing, as he explained to the BBC, right? He says that, right? But it looks so fucking real.
I know, it's freaky.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's fucking,
she's
it's
hot.
Like, it's just a woman sitting there, looking at you, and you're like, that you can't make the difference. It's like, it should just be a woman. Just, you know, fluttering her eyelids and breathing.
She's kind of hot as well.
She is, yeah. She's kind of bukake hot.
Fembots.
Fembots, yes. The age has come, my son. You shall be desired upon by fembots. And
ooh,
your every desire shall be given to you with lust and love, my son. Now, if I was born now, I might live to see the love of a robot. What a shame, I'm an old man. Let's see if we can call Ionix.
Yeah. What?
Error. My computer cannot take this.
I just got the email. Walker says I have to give him a mention, so hello to Walker.
Hello, Walker.
And, he couldn't join in tonight, so he's got to call in, but he says he can't be asked for it.
Ah, okay.
Lazy bastard.
You, sir, are a noob.
Hello?
Hello, Ionox.
Hey,
how's you are live on Hacker Voice Radio.
Turn them up, I can't hear them.
Rewriting this crap, I keep getting harsh errors.
Ah, can you turn up your microphone volume? We can hardly hear you. Please.
Oh,
is it possible?
Maybe.
And oh no, oh okay, I guess he cannot.
Oh well,
never mind. I guess he said I was rewriting something and then bollocks, and that's all I heard.
Yeah,
I guess he's still trying to figure out what to do with that script.
Good broker. Did you see that story yesterday? I forgot to report it. A new bomb spreading over MSN.
What's that?
A new bomb spreading over MSN Messenger's instant message network.
Uh-huh.
And what it does is, it's a variation of Spybot.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's called Kelvier PHI.
Right.
And what it does is it scans the registry to see which version, which language version your MSN Messenger is installed to.
Yeah.
And what it does is it contacts everybody in your contact list.
That's right. I have actually been hit by this one.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Bad person.
I managed to wipe it out very quickly, though.
Yeah, and what it does is it talks in that language, says, haha, I saw a pic of you, and then there's a link, and what it is, it downloads more malware.
Okay. That's true. It says, hey, is this you? And then it gives you a link with your email address, and you click on it, and you download the virus. Or it says, hey, I found this really cool thing, and it looks like it's coming from the person that you've just been talking to for the past half an hour. So you click on the link, and you download the virus. Now, I've experienced this live on air, actually. Actually, live on air, one of the episodes I clicked because I was really distracted and my whole fucking connection dropped. So I managed to isolate it in a matter of seconds and bring the connection back up and, you know, go back live on air.
Terrible.
Yeah. And in beating everybody else's news, which I did yesterday, I don't know if you remember. Sorry?
We've been a good few times.
That's true, yeah. Eight hour laptop battery due in 2006. The need to change a laptop battery every few hours may soon be an annoyance of the past. Intel and Matsushita, the maker of Panasonic brand products, are jointly developing technology that would produce laptop batteries with 8 hours of power per charge. To be finished next April, the battery is based on lithium-ion technology and can store up to 30% more power and has a lower end of discharge voltage, which means it can run longer before needing to be recharged. The battery would work with a current power-saving techniques used by Intel in order to extend battery life. This is cool. And I didn't. When I found out about this, there was mixed things saying, but it was saying that it wouldn't be released very soon. It might
probably
be released.
Take a few years.
It might take quite a few years. And obviously now they've come out with the news that it is going to be released.
That's good.
Very cool. I can't. I can't wait for that because I need a new battery.
Yeah, I mean battery life is something that's a big problem, especially in today's high-powered laptops.
Yeah.
I mean, like we were saying last night, Alienware laptops last about an hour and a half at most.
Right.
So, you know, they benefit from that a lot. There's not really much hacking news today. It's been quiet. I think this weekend's going to be quiet. It's just...
We just lost two listeners.
Did we?
We maxed at 6 and then we just lost 2. Oh well.
They don't like us.
No. Anyway, do you want to do the rest of the news?
Which stories left?
Viceroy IP, Vonage. No, sorry. Provider Vonage plan to do a IP PC to PC.
Oh, let's try this out. The rumour mill is exploding with stories that large voice over IP provider Vonage is planning an initial public offering to raise nearly $600 million. Wow. This information is interesting, coming out not long after Google's recent release of Google Talk, which was released, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Which we're using just now. Which offers instant messaging plus VoIP services to PC to PC, as well as a surge in marketing by VoIP providers such as Covad and Skype. Could this be yet another bubble?
Possibly. We'll see what happens.
Vonage would make a hell of a lot more money on actual VoIP, not just like soft phones, but hardware phones. So they're gearing up for a massive marketing thing in the UK.
Right.
I think they're going to start their commercials in September.
I saw the first Vonage advert a few days ago on a train.
Sweet.
And it said...
They're everywhere on the net.
Yeah, I know, they're fucking everywhere, yeah. And today I received a letter from Bulldog Broadband. I might read it out live on air, actually. One second.
Yep.
Okay, here it is. Dear Mr. Beep, I would like to update you on the progress we are making to improve our customer service. I am actually aware that some Bulldog customers have been disappointed with the level of customer service they have received from us. Due to the huge demand of our services, we have not always been able to meet our customer expectations, especially during the connection process. I am really sorry about that. You deserve better. We are going to do better. Really? We know that the issues are, and we are working hard to resolve them. We are continuing to increase the number of customer service staff and improve the system which supports them. In the next few days, which is a piece of shit actually, in the next few days our focus is going to be entirely on meeting your needs. Oh yeah, baby, meet my needs. We at Bulldog are the front end of revolutionary pioneering multiple services over phone line. Yes, you are, my darlings. Few revolutions happen without challenges beyond the way. Yes, I know that. We are trying to do a revolution of our own. Yeah. We are working too hard to ensure those challenges are ours, not yours.
And for the motherland of Russia.
For the motherland, we will not fix everything overnight, but please bear with us. We will get better, I promise you that. Yours sincerely, the Red Baron Emmanuel Elanges, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you very much.
To all the comrades.
The Bulldog comrades.
The Bulldog comrades, we are the Red Army, providing you 10 megabit broadband for your vonage, for your VoIP line. I mean, what? DSL, yes, fucking.
Yes. Too much coffee, my dear Belial.
Too much.
So, today, been hacking away.
Hacking,
but
hacking
not
away.
The not hacking into people's systems, but hacking away on my own.
that sounds a bit kinky.
In the terms of creating a whole new site in PHP for us.
Yeah.
We keep mentioning this, so I don't want to get into it too much, but it's going to be big. And my fingers are sore by fucking coding it. Big time. And another wee thing about news I've got, I actually emailed Linus today.
Ah, yes you did.
Linus Torvald?
I know, because I read your email.
Ooh, I was wondering who that was. I got an auto response back from saying due to the high volume of emails I get for work, I'll probably contact you in the next 3 days. So I'm looking forward to that email. Basically what it is, right, everybody knows I'm creating my own operating system and I'm kind of hot a stone wall. I don't know where to go, I don't know where to start on the kernel.
Right.
So I asked them for some advice, like, where should I start, should I do this? I know I'm crazy, but fuck it.
In digital people news, sorry, did I just cut you off there?
No.
Cool. In digital people news, from bionic humans to androids, this is cool. Cybernetics, it's easy to say that's sort of associated with cyberpunk. Yes, we are the cyberpunks. As long as being an interest of mine, and so I was eager to dive into digital people from bionics to humans, androids. This is a book, by the way, which is about exactly what it proclaims to be about. Sort of. The book does indeed cover everything from bionic humans to androids, but continuum of artificial beings is heavily weighted towards the end of the spectrum. Overall, the book is quite comprehensive in dealing with physical aspects of artificial intelligence. I myself have been coding a AI bot for some time now in Perl and XML, and I will be releasing that information once it kind of gets on its way to half working, maybe a beta state, and I'll probably talk to you about that, Scoby, later on. Anyway,
that's nice.
But when it comes to the nature of intelligence itself, the book barely dips its toe in the water. As the author himself says, the question is not, can machines think like Turing, but rather, can machines live? Read on for the rest of Antonia's review.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. And BBC views content piracy as a wake-up call. The BBC is reporting that they will view the piracy of Doctor Who episodes before its broadcast date earlier this year as a wake-up call about the demand of new technology. Okay, you're a bit fucking late there, guys. In a refreshing change of opinion from most media broadcasting corporations who will demand its privacy without hesitation. They are forming plans to simulcast television channels BBC One, BBC Two on the web, as well as allowing... Oh my god, how long has this technology been here for? Anyway, as allowing users only in the UK to start off with, unfortunately... Fucking who cares, man? Who's going to watch BBC One, BBC Two? Access to shows for a week after the broadcast date. A week after. Oh, come on, guys.
It's Do you know what they should have?
Yeah.
They should replace everything with an on-demand service.
Yeah.
It's like when the cable companies in the UK unrolled this, I think, November last year. It's like you have on-demand movies, you just go to one channel,
yeah.
You select which movie you want, and then it streams to you through your cable. Unless you're lighting up a fag.
I am, sorry.
They should have that for all channels. Do you know what they should do? They should just make a program, right? Like similar to like podcasts.
Yeah.
Set it a certain date,
yeah.
And then anybody can watch it whenever they want.
Sure.
And, I mean, put it this way, I would actually pay a fucking TV license for a service like that.
Mm.
That'd be worth it.
Exactly. If you could watch what you wanted to watch right there and then,
instead of being dictated to on a fucking BBC schedule, that would be awesome. That's how most people are just downloading the shows now, because
exactly.
It's at their convenience.
Sure. And it, I mean, who actually, you download it, you watch it, you delete it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well, I can keep mine, but.
I mean, depending on what you're watching, of course.
Yeah.
It's accessible media. That's what you want. On-demand, accessible media. That's it. End of story.
Now, BBC, we're giving you an idea. BBC On Demand. Move.
And we know you're listening to us.
Oh, yes. They listen, everyone.
And can I try Ionix back? Do you think you'll be happy about that?
And if not, we'll call Walker. Get my mum up.
Yeah. Hello? I am sorry. Hey, you busy? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Oh, you're listening to the stream right now?
Just debugging.
Exactly.
If you could watch what you wanted to watch right there and then.
Okay. I'm listening back to myself there on the stream.
Exactly.
Shall we call you back?
And it, I mean, who actually? You download it, you watch it, you delete it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Fuck it.
I mean, depending on what you're watching.
Okay. Shall we? I can't hear you.
It's accessible media. That's what you want. On demand.
We'll call you back.
Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing there. Never mind. I guess he's gonna hear that in a minute.
Yeah. Your mic isn't working, buddy.
Nope. Oh, we're up a few more listeners at the moment.
Ooh, how many have we got?
Five at the moment. We had six. We need to get two more listeners to beat our record.
Come on, two more listeners.
Come on,
if you've got friends out there, get them to listen.
Get them to listen, and if they don't like it, then just hold their head to the speaker. Might work. Ah, here we go. Hello. Hi there.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not getting that to work. I'm not sure if they cut off those stars when you fix that.
Okay. Never mind.
I'm not positive if they fixed the out-dial function.
Right.
So that you couldn't dial out without a developer discount.
Okay.
Or not. So I'm going to further investigate that. Let me call you back on a real phone.
Okay, cool, because we can sort of hear you.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Cool. All right, call us back whenever you can, yeah?
I'll call you right back.
Excellent. Cheers, okay. Buddy.
Bye.
I just need to sort out my fucking mouse issues. This is really, 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 really bad and very embarrassing. God. I'm such a fucking Microsoft noob with this Microsoft fucking mouse, and it doesn't work with Microsoft products. Oh!
To Microsoft,
do we have a revelation there? Do we have something new that we've never known before? Microsoft doesn't work with Microsoft? And shout out to all our listeners, and I would just like to say thank you for sticking with us. And we will be giving back some of that love to you, even though we love you every night.
Yes.
For about an hour and a half.
Much pleasure. Anyway, sorry, I'm just going off the rails there. Oh, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
We can hear you much clearer now.
Yes, much better.
Cool.
I don't have to deal with a couple extra routers and some extra internet traffic. Yeah. Fine.
All that porn that's coming through.
Yeah.
Excellent. So it looks like the B-vocal thing is going to have to wait.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't even know. What is that? That's some sort of dial-out service or something like that?
Basically what it is it's a VXML development service where they let you write VXML scripts on their server.
Okay.
And they offer an 877 number. It's a toll-free number in the United States.
Right. Sounds cool. And we probably lost him here. See, the tolls of live radio.
Tolls are limited to 60 seconds, but it's neat to set up a little script to prompt you for the destination of call and then have you call that number anywhere in the United States.
Sounds very cool.
Mm. Oh, it is. I wish I hadn't been fussing with two of the configuration files at the same time and accidentally deleted the wrong one.
Ah, that kind of does it sometimes,
ready
yeah.
To go.
Blyo, can you turn up Skype?
I am trying my best to, yeah.
It just that people in the stream can hardly hear Ionix.
There's actually not much I can do on that front.
Alright.
I'm trying to fiddle around with a few things to get this stuff working. Nope.
Ooh, wow.
Sorry about that. That was the wrong button. That was
I kind of liked it.
That was kill everyone button. Do you want me to do
the
that?
Death ray.
That was my death ray button.
Sweet.
Yeah. What about now? Is that better?
Speak.
Well.
Yeah, it's about.
Okay.
Stop! Have a time!
Yeah. That's my random noise.
Generator,
yeah. Okay, so any US news that you wish to contribute to us?
Not much going on.
Okay. And I would just like to say we have peaked at 8 listeners currently now.
Woo!
Woot! And shout out to all the current listeners. I hope you're all well and happy.
Yes, we love you.
Just to let everyone know who's listening, that we will be setting up Hacker Voice radio meetings across the country. More news to come on that later. It will be a correlated service where everyone will have their separate play in that. Whoever wants to organize the meetings, please come and talk to me or Scoby or any of the ops in the Hacker Voice radio channel. You can find us on any IRC, you can find us on any Dalnet server on the Hacker Voice radio channel.
Which is HVR.
Which is HVR, yeah, sorry.
So, sorry, just I can hear myself echoing, I'm going to hold the headphones away from my ear. But the wee thing we've been playing about with, what's it called again? It's like the sound program from the other room, it's called.
What's that? The sound program? What, the stuff that Ionix is doing?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, we could probably use that to get people to call into the show by just clicking on a button in the website.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to Ionix, I called Ionix earlier on about that, and I was asking about it, and he says, yeah, that would work.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking around for a telecommunications applet right now. That'll be able to dial into, like, either Free World Dial-Up or maybe Skype. Cool. Which would allow, through Java, a user on the website to click a button, spawn an applet that'll serve as a soft phone, and dial through a Free World Dial-Up account to the Asterisk box.
Sounds very cool.
Yeah, that's a hell of a project right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And would that be bridged over to something like Skype, or...?
I was thinking of using Free World Dial-Up to do it, just because I'm a lot more familiar with the protocols and using them through a soft phone. Skype would be an option as well.
Cool, that sounds very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the real trick is getting it to play nice with Asterisk and find a good Java applet that'll act as a soft phone.
Yeah, that shit takes a long time to configure.
Yeah. I've been having a rough time with it.
Yeah. I just want to say, any questions that listeners would like to put through to, they can do so live on air, and we'll try and answer them. They can be any subject that they wish to ask. And hopefully the most qualified person on the show would be able to answer that.
And our number is 01212882554.
That's correct.
And we're on IRC. So.
I don't think our listeners have phones.
What's that? We didn't hear what you just said there.
Oh, I said I don't think our listeners have phones.
Okay.
Good joke.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
So, yes, the t-shirts are on the way. I've just got an email from the supplier saying that the t-shirts will be on their way, and it's just going to be a taster t-shirt. But also, coming up behind it will be a few hoodies. Now, there will be one hoodie surplus after it's been generally donated to myself, because I'm paying for them. And Scoby and Planet, and there will be one surplus which will be up for grabs for anyone who completes successfully a competition or challenge we set.
Probably
send us an email or something like that.
Yeah.
Any email.
Well,
answering this question: what is your name?
Yeah.
Hmm. Tough.
My name is Bilal. Do I win?
No.
You win!
Yay!
Yay!
It's a new game show. Everyone wins.
Yeah.
Can't afford that.
No. I have to be dishing out t-shirts to every single listener. Damn.
Oh, six of them.
Yeah, all one of them, and that's me, because I'm listening to myself on the stream.
How vain are you?
For shame. So what's going on over across the pond there?
The weather's been a bit weird. It's been raining, sunny, but that's just to be expected.
Yeah, we've had massive storms up here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've just made it to Scotland. So.
And in home hacks news,
cool.
I've been fucking around with card printers today, which basically print off standard credit card format cards with anything on them, like your identity. Yes, exactly, yeah.
To print out IDs.
Yeah, and these have embedded smart cards inside them. A little chip that's
sexy.
Not much different from a credit card chip or any other.
It's the same.
Yeah. Also, I'm looking for other things to do with it. It's not mine. It's not personally my own thing, but I can fuck around with it. A little bit more. If anyone has any ideas what I could try with it, please do come to me and whisper it in my ear.
You could probably get a smart card reader, read your Visa and duplicate it or something.
Yeah, it does actually have a smart card reader, but I don't know how it's going to interface with the software and everything. I might
There's
have
a lot of software out there for it.
Yeah, I know.
You could implement smart card passwords.
Yeah.
For all of your computers at home.
I could, yeah. But that would... I would have, like, so many cards and... It would... I don't know, it would take quite a while.
be expensive as well for the readers.
Yeah, true. Actually, this reader looks like it costs like £5 or something. It's very cheap. It's just a bit of plastic with a slot inside and a USB cord. That's basically it. And funnily enough, it's not picked up automatically by XP. It is picked up by XP, but it doesn't have the drivers for it, so I didn't need to get the drivers working off the CD. And also, the actual software that comes with it is authenticated by the card itself. So there is no more serial numbers. The actual verification for the legitimacy of the software is done by the card that ships with the software. I thought when I was looking at it today, I thought this could be the new way of how they're going to seeing how authentic the software is that once you get the pack, the little DVD pack, because I think soon software will be printed on DVDs, not any more standard CDs. It could have a little card inside and expect you to have a smart card reader in your machine.
Now, do you know if the authentication routine is on the smart card or if it's in the software?
It's in the software. The smart card actually stores a encrypted string of numbers, which is decoded for authenticity. So it would run through a algorithm in the software to verify the card.
Ah.
And basically, the reader, all it does is it picks up the data off it and passes it straight through to whatever is listening. But actual credit cards work completely differently. Credit cards, when you type in your PIN into the machine, it uses a one-time only algorithm. So if you were listening to what was being typed into the keypad on the ATM, it would just be gibberish, and it would just be random strings of numbers which make absolutely no sense anymore after the algorithm has finished decoding what you're typing in. And then it verifies itself with a card, and that's it. And then it dials out to the bank mainframe or whatever it dials out to.
Cool.
That's pretty neat.
And they usually always run Windows 95, just for anyone who wants to know.
Hacksaw.
And it would be MD5 encryption or CHAP5, I'm not sure. One of the two they use.
MD5 is so incredibly easy to break.
Yeah.
Being on a Pentium 4, you could probably crack it in under an hour, depending on what the string was.
Yeah. Wow, a lot of microphone movement there.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just adjusting it.
Okay.
There we go.
Cool.
Sorry about that.
That's alright.
Any other news?
Not sure.
Oh, I've got news.
Go on.
Forums, well, next week.
Oh, excellent.
There have been clicks to say there's going to be V-Bulletin.
Yeah.
I changed my mind. Going to be InVision.
Cool, okay.
It's a lot easier to administer.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, so, what do you call it? They'll be installed next week. I'm just trying to sort a few things out with the database and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, so I'm hosting it here. So, I'm just messing around with that. Hopefully, my, the hackerswag.com.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll be up soon, so I'll be able to host the database on there.
Cool.
That's a dedicated server at, about £40 a month.
Okay, sounds good.
I needed it for the e-commerce protection and all that.
Yeah.
So, SSL and all that stuff.
And anyone starting out in the venture of learning how to become a hacker, I just want to say it's not all about computers and programming and things like that. It can be anything that you feel you are comfortable with doing. This could be talking to people, playing music, doing this and that. It could be anything really, and you just have to develop from there. Now, if your forte is computers, then you should stick with it. Read a lot of books, read a lot of manuals, read some networking stuff if you don't know a lot about how the internet works and how networks work, and read up on that, read some code, read some packets and stuff like that. Just experiment. So
yeah.
I just want to bring that out.
If anybody's listening to the show and they're not on IRC at the moment, if you want to learn anything, so any language or TCP/IP or databases, something like that, I have thousands of ebooks.
Yeah.
So catch me in IRC, ask me if I've got a certain book. I probably have, and I'll send it to you.
Cool.
I'll do that for the moment because the article section is not online at the moment.
Yeah, and maybe he'll throw in some porn as well if you want that. Kind of thing.
Yeah, I sure can.
Yeah, he sent me quite a lot of his own private porn, but I won't reveal that live on air.
No, you stole that
secret. Oh, sorry, I know. There was a folder, do not read, so obviously, what do you expect me to do?
Getting it my phone server.
I'm actually having a hard time hearing Scobie right now.
Are you?
Yeah. Is this better?
It's a bit choppy.
Okay, it could just be...
Maybe Skype.
Might be Skype, might be noise on the line. Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably the internet.
Yeah, that could be.
It's the internet's fault. My megahertz are being stolen.
All the problems are in the ether.
Yeah. Oh, Bill Gates is online, that's why.
Oh.
Bill Gates signed into MSN Messenger to check his emails, and 6 million emails flooded through.
I seriously wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
You lighting up another?
No, I'm just playing with my lighter, sorry.
Alright. I'm going to count you one show.
You're going to count how many cigarettes I smoke?
Yeah, one show, I'll count you.
From a pack of 20, guess how many I've got left?
Two.
How did you know?
I'm a main tutor.
God, that's good.
Seriously.
That's live hacking on live Hacker Voice Radio.
Social engineering.
Socially engineering how many cigarettes I've got left in my pack of 20. And can you guess, by the way the cigarette is being lit, which type of cigarette I'm smoking?
Hang on. What's your channel on? Super Kings.
No.
That was last night's show.
I'm actually moving a step up. Now, you might guess, but the pack has KKK on it if you turn it a certain way.
No, it's a camel's. Camel's of some sort.
No. It's KKK, Ku Klux Klan.
Let's see, I remember that being on the Snapple bottle.
Something else that's governed by the US.
Yeah,
Marlboro. Me.
Yes, Marlboro, yeah.
Oh, that's figured.
I should know that. I saw that in that picture in the Bunred Gallery.
Yeah.
See, he smokes Marlboro's.
No, that's right. The camel pack is the one with the naked man and woman.
And Napster would just like to say, to learn about hacking more, you can take stuff apart and learn how it works. That can be your phone, your computer, and anything else that's electronic or not.
Yeah, anything that involves...
I don't recommend starting off taking a soldering iron to a computer.
No, it can get a bit messy.
Anything that involves modifying something from its original designed purpose.
Yeah, that's true.
Or improving upon something from its original design.
Yeah.
Basically, any sort of engineering. So.
I can't wait to do some more freaking, because I plan to go out and fuck around with distribution boxes later in, maybe this week, next week, something like that. But I'm having some trouble at the moment, so I don't know what's going to happen during that time. But maybe even 2600 meetings, we might do that. But as I said, no new developments have... happened regarding our 2600 projects or our Hacker Voice projects. As soon as something happens, I'm talking to Kissick about this at the time being, so when he tells me what's going to happen, I'll let everyone know, and I'll pass the news on.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Hopefully we won't get arrested.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
That would be kind of shitty, yeah.
Yeah.
I might just go into the BinRev forums just to see if there's any news. Oh yeah, and I need to see if my pictures have been uploaded.
Oh, and I need to see my auction.
Oh, we've got an email from Christopher Walker.
You just dropped my friend's dogs.
Well, that's his fault for giving out his real name to me on email.
Yeah. What did he say?
What was the IP address in the header?
His
probably 172 or something.
His house address is 62 something something Glasgow something something. Hey guys, it's Walker. Just going out for a drive with my sister, but I'll be downloading the show to hear the rest. Speak to you guys later. Okay, sure. You won't be too happy when you hear it, so...
He's the one who was playing in work.
Yeah, I apologise for dropping your docs live on air. That might be an embarrassment.
He doesn't
to
care.
Ah, okay, cool. So,
what they do is they go around with the police scanners and see if they find any good chases. And chase after him. So, what other stuff have we got on at the moment? New IRC server in 2 weeks.
Oh, right.
Because
for us.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Reason being is that Dialnet is too restrictive in the terms of what they allow us to do. You know, we can't do a lot, and plus we don't have server logging and all that and stuff, and so I'm going to set up a server in here in my house.
Wicked.
Doesn't require a lot of bandwidth, so it's not going to impact me.
Sure, that would be good. I have unlimited bandwidth, so maybe we could try do something like that. But already I'm pushing out quite a lot of packets a day, so I'll probably
push I've got a lot to spill.
I think I'm pushing out at least 2 gigs a day. So. You know.
But see, since I came back from New York, I've uploaded 22 gigs.
Wow.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, yeah.
Bloody hell.
There isn't anything new on the forums, so...
The end of this week has been pretty slow.
What do you guys know about biometric security?
Biometric security? What do we know about, or what...
Well, what do you think about the new steps in using it?
I think it's great. Biometric security is being built into all the new laptops right now.
Yeah, you're playing about with that today.
Yeah, I was fucking around with the new IBM ThinkPads. And
okay. Yeah, the one with the finger.
Yeah,
print.
The bionic finger.
No, it's.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No. references to Caddyshack, I believe.
Yeah. We just lost another listener.
Oh, they don't like
damn
us.
It. That's what I get for talking about old movies. I just wanted to mention it because there's a couple fairly inexpensive fingerprint scanners on the market right now. Microsoft is actually making a keyboard that has it built in. The price starts at $45. There's also a Verify, which is a USB
blood analyzer.
Scanner. Pretty nice.
Can you imagine if it was like a DNA analyzer? Every time you had to put in your password, it would like prick your finger, take a little bit of blood each time.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, but the problem is, if you were a system administrator, the amount of blood loss per day would be quite an amount.
They'd probably
after
just take DNA
analyzed,
from your epithelium.
Pump it into a bag for a blood bank.
Yes.
They'll probably have that in 15 years.
I wouldn't mind putting one of these fingerprint scanners on the outside of my house and running a hole through for the USB port to attach.
That would be cool.
Jurassic Project.
Putting the password on the servo.
Yeah. And then having a little relay so that if it is an authorized fingerprint, it just trips the...
Locks the door.
Yeah, it unlocks the door. That would be so good.
Have the door spring-loaded, so when you press it, it unlocks, and it automatically just swings open.
Sure.
Oh,
and a face analyzer.
That'd be too expensive.
Actually, there is software that you can get for Windows. I think it was originally written in Linux. It's called RV2CAT. And it's like robot vision.
Right.
But it does allow you to analyze streams for things like flesh tone and shapes.
Cool.
So it could be scripted for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I was using it in my office for a while to turn on and log things in my office every time a moving flesh tone was registered, and it worked fairly well.
Cool. So, if somebody was dressed up in a ninja suit with somebody's chopped off finger, they could get past that security.
Yeah, they probably could.
And maybe also bringing in a thermal sensor so that it can sense thermal imaging
thermal
of the person.
Would be...
Yeah. So
I mean, I could also set it up so that it just detects motion.
Yeah.
And what you do is you set the camera, and then you let the camera run for about 20 seconds, and it analyzes the room for linear shapes.
Yeah.
And then deviances off of that are considered motion.
What
and
if
that can trip the,
a really, really fat,
well,
a really, really fat, slow ninja that was kind of cold walked into your room to steal your computer? They could bypass that security, couldn't they?
He can have it. That's enough effort that he deserves it.
Yeah.
Although if he's listening, I would like to say it's a piece of crap.
It just steals the camera and walks away with it.
Yeah, the camera software, I'll steal that.
Well, I hope he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
It's a tiny little $15 web. Cam digital picture takers.
Cool.
Resolution is horrible.
What I like to do at work is, because we have motion sensors everywhere, it's like a really locked down building. I would like to fuck around with them, because you can see, like, when it goes green, amber, and red.
Hello.
Yeah, what's that?
There seems to be a problem with the stream.
I've lost connection to the show. Oh, okay. Let's just check that now.
Probably, like, you know, because there's two connections. So, like, me and,
It seems to be fine at the moment.
Mm.
The server's up. Yeah, okay. Yeah, what I was saying is, I was messing around with that. So if you walk, I don't know how many paces a second, you can actually evade that detection, the motion sensor.
Yeah, I used to do that in elementary school.
Yeah, you can actually walk from one end of the room to the other if you walk really, really slowly. But also, another thing, what you can do is get like a 4x4 piece of card or a piece of paper, walk really, 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 really slowly up to it, put it right up next to it, tape it up, and walk away, and it will not be able to detect you anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. Another way to do that is a lot of the motion detectors I've seen have been with IR emitter detectors.
Yeah.
If you bought, say, an 18-pack of IR LEDs at your local Radio Shack or electronic supply store, hooked them all up and powered them, you should be able to actually shine enough IR light to blank out the screen, and it won't be able to register motion.
Ah, yes, yes, that's true, yeah.
The trick is doing it slowly enough so that it doesn't notice the difference between being able to run and having IR blasted at it.
Mm. And another thing is laser beam tripwires. What they use is, one end is a transmitter of a laser beam, and the other end is a cat's eye. Now, if you purchase a similar cat's eye, you can actually slowly push it down over the existing one, and then slowly move it forward towards the laser, so you create enough gap so you can walk straight through it. And
but wouldn't you have to angle it perfectly?
Yeah, you would. Yeah, but it's quite large actually. The other end of it, it's possible to do it. I haven't tried it as yet, but I am trying to investigate because we have like loads of fucking security.
Yeah, don't let them see you doing that one.
No. And what else can we do? We're good to fuck around with that kind of stuff, but I've actually heard that even face recognition software that they employ for the government, it doesn't get tricked by masking your face with fake glasses, a moustache, and hair loss or gain.
Oh, it doesn't, but it does if you build latex layers on your face to change the dimensions.
That's
and
true,
ratios
yeah.
Between, like, say, the edge of your eye
yeah,
and
yeah.
the bridge of your nose.
Sure.
Things along those lines. There's something like 26 points they use.
Yeah.
And if you make yourself, you know, just different.
Mm.
Also, they have, because it goes on ratio and not actual size, because if it went on actual size, the distance the camera would have to be used in the algorithm. There have been cases where, like, 87-year-old white women have been identified by face recognition as, like, 22-year-old black felons. And the police have had to, like, ask her.
Wow.
Like, I can't imagine having that job. Excuse me, ma'am. I know this may sound like a stupid question.
But are you a 20?
But you aren't any chance.
Yeah.
Like a 22-year-old black man?
Okay. Let me just check if I am. Nope, not the last time I looked in the fucking mirror. Well, it just shows how...
Boy, don't you have eyes?
Yeah.
So it's a bit buggy, but, they're actually using it in Tampa right now on their traffic cameras.
Cool. I mean, I know that they're doing this for London. I know that they have employed those kind of things where you walk down the street and they pick you up. Also, there was a website I went on that specialized in that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He actually sold products, because these products aren't available to the average Joe. They sell it to other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they specialize in facial recognition software, license plate recognition, and police and public security type things. And some of the specs that I look at were quite amazing, and obviously that kind of stuff costs a lot, but it just gives you an idea of the things that's on the market.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
It makes me a little uneasy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
It's odd how many cameras you're on in any given day.
Whoa, sorry about that. I just dropped the screwdriver.
Hmm. It's just odd how many times, like, your data goes through a computer every day.
Very true, yeah.
I mean, I'm not advocating a drop off the grid or anything, but it's exponential, you know? Maybe 10 years ago, it was 17 computers, and now it's well over 100.
Mm. But when you think about who has your details, that's also scary.
Yeah.
How many companies know about you, and without you even knowing, who knows about you?
Or consenting, for that matter.
Yeah. It's kind of depressing when you think about it, what's happening to the world at the moment, but there's not much you can do about it.
No, pretty much nothing.
Except for change your identity.
Yeah, you can protest.
Yeah, you can protest all you want. Actually, a few blocks from where I work, there's a protest. There's actually two protests. One is against the Chinese embassy, and the other one is, I don't know what they were doing. So I came out of work. Sorry? So what did you say?
I said they're protesting the protest.
Yeah, there's actually for some reason on where I work, there's loads of protests. Like every day, somebody's protesting about something. So I walked out, and there was just, you know, protests probably about fucking congestion charging, this and that. Because I don't know if you're aware, but there's an area of London which is actually, it charges you to go into that area. So it's around £5, which is maybe $8 a day to enter that area of London, and there's hundreds of cameras.
Is it a private property or?
No. It's like I don't know how big it is, but it's a huge area of London.
Is it a gated community? Or
No. Not at all. It's just London. You know, there's just the central London, and then there's outside London, but it spans from.
Toll road?
It's a toll road, but the reason it's done is because of congestion charging. So it would charge every single vehicle that enters that part of London. But there is a defined grid. It's a invisible line of entry and exit. So every time you enter with that card, your license plate is scanned, and it then is passed off to the database, which then sends you a bill.
Wow.
And also now in surveillance news, they have come up with cameras that can penetrate through glass. So they can actually take a clear picture of the driver.
Fuck that.
As well as charging you however much they charge. And it's not a
here
system.
Here you were speeding. Here's your picture.
Yeah.
The voice or the face recognition says you're this person.
Hmm.
You have you have more fines.
Exactly.
And you were driving without a license.
Yeah.
Here you are.
And also, you're a terrorist.
Yeah.
But the thing that we were talking about yesterday's show about the sonic scanner thing with bats and stuff that they've created a robotic one. What I think they're going to implement that is scanning people underneath their clothes. Now, they've already come up with a system like that it works exactly the same as X-rays, only it works on sonar. Or, what's the other thing, sonar, the air one, fuck.
Radar?
No, radar, but it works on sound waves.
Sonar.
Sonar, yeah, okay, I'll call it sonar. And it scans a few millimeters underneath your clothes, and you have a naked picture of yourself on the thing, so it would scan for any concealed items such as knives, guns, and Kalashnikovs.
Who's going to be using this?
Probably everyone now for scanning people coming into the metro or underground and using public transport in the UK.
Basically, anybody who rides a train or a bus in a terminal or something like that have a naked picture on them.
It's very much like in Total Recall. You know when Arnold Schwarzenegger runs through that X-ray scanner and he goes and he like breaks through the glass wall thingy. Is it Total Recall?
It's
Total Recall.
It's a tremendous invasion of privacy.
It is, yeah. But the thing is, when you look at things like this in little parts and you separate everything, it doesn't look too bad. But when you put everything together in one big picture, you find out what's really going on and how they're leading to something quite fucking
scary.
Yeah, 1984 sort of thing.
Yeah, that's you know, if I set up a something in my doorway where everybody who came into my house got a naked picture taken of them, I could be arrested for illegally taking a naked picture of someone.
Yeah. But it's for your own safety.
Everyone's for their own safety.
Somebody carries in a knife.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find it horrible. Then again, I'm against mandatory state identification.
Sure, so am I. Everyone. I mean, everyone that I've spoken to is, except for the government. They love it because they can track you wherever you go.
Yeah, they'll love it until they have to get the ID cards.
Yeah. But I believe that they will embed RFID into those cards.
Of course they will.
As long as you have a reason to track me, but...
No, but by default,
you get stopped for walking down the street.
Sure.
Or, God forbid, being at a protest.
Yeah. But by...
I mean, I don't think that a...
Sorry, I keep
cutting
you
off. Police officer has the right to ask for identification until you've committed a crime.
Definitely. But the thing is now, right now, at this moment in time... By default, everyone is an enemy of the state. Everyone is a potential terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
So, what they're doing is eliminating everyone who doesn't and who does have a card. So, everyone who protests against it will be going on the blacklist.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm getting
a card
that can
like
fuck off.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Actually, I purposely put myself on a list.
Why is
that? It was back a few years ago, and Dick Cheney's wife was founding an organization to take academics within the United States that were protesting the war on Iraq and create a list of them.
Uh-huh.
So me and some of the people I went to college with, some professors actually, wrote them and asked them to put our names on the list.
Oh god! Have you heard about that that kind of college, high school a security breach thing where they were able to? They either collect your information by default, so it's an opt-out thing, and they pass that on to advertising companies.
Your high school does?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that.
Oh yeah, it's. I just heard about it a few days ago. Basically, what happens is. They target advertising and marketing things to children. Actually, I have to bring this out to the world now. A good friend of mine, a trusted friend, his mother works in my high school, my ex-high school when I used to go there. And she was telling him the stuff they have to collect, the information about their students. This can range from their activities, their likes and dislikes, their behavioral patterns, their clothing and style, their thought processes, and things like that, basically. So,
thought processes.
Yeah, everything goes through a list and suggested comments on asking pupils things in class. And basically all that is collected into a database that is then sent off to the government.
Do you know, a couple of years ago when I was in high school, we actually got one of them as well.
Yeah.
I think everybody gets them.
Yeah. But it's
fuckers.
The students are not told about this, and it's a thing that teachers talk about in the teacher room, that in the staff room, over the coffee. And also, I have to say this: when I joined the high school, there was like this kind of thing where you have to do a presentation about things you like and things that you're interested in. I naturally did it about secret societies and the Illuminati. And it was a 30-minute long presentation, which consisted of numerous pictures and evidence about the existence of secret messages and satanic clans that exist in the world and superpowers.
You're on a couple.
Definitely. And the main topics of the things were music, football, soccer to you guys, and other kinds of, you know, generic pop kind of things, popular things that, you know, teenagers would discuss. I myself did it about the Illuminati, and after that everybody was like, oh, Belial, that was great, you know, you were fantastic, and everybody was asking me questions later on about it. And then I decided to give out CDs of my collection about what I have, you know, about secret societies, the way they work and who has them in the government, Bush as well, and, you know, superpowers, Illuminati. Control of... Sorry? What did you say?
Oh, I said, yeah, the Masons.
Yeah, the Freemasons and all that kind of stuff. And then a day after that, I was summoned to talk to my head of year, and she put me on a list for counselling.
What? Counselling?
Yeah, that's correct. Counselling. I was put on
fucking
a list.
Fucking hell.
I was put on a special list. That's what they call it. The special list of disturbed children.
Oh, I was on that.
Sorry?
I was on that. I had an anger problem.
Yeah. So, from talking about the truth, I was put onto a counselling list. And, you know, from then on, I didn't really much like school.
I don't blame you.
Fuckers.
Yeah. But I have to say, my friend, who's also into these kind of weird things, you might call them, he did a presentation on dissecting aliens and alien autopsies. But because my presentation was so long, it overran, he didn't have time to do it. So, you know, fuck, I guess I got in the shit.
Just imagine what they've done to him.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
I guess the stream isn't going too well because loads of people are disconnecting. I don't know.
We'll need to check it out.
I don't know.
How many people have got on?
There's two now at the moment.
We're just bland and uninteresting.
Yeah, probably. Oh, one more person is connected. Oh, no, it's just Shoutcast. I guess we're running out of juice, maybe.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Well, we're 10 minutes over time at the moment, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I knew it. I knew I would get text messages. That's why I turned my mobile off on silent.
So, calling it night.
Shall we?
Unless there's any. Anything else that you want to discuss?
Not really. Just, you know, keep listening. New things will be happening.
Yep.
And thank you for joining us, Ionix. I know that you are quite busy.
Thank you.
I'll always make time.
Cool. Excellent.
Not that busy.
Would you have anything to suggest as closing music?
That.
Yeah.
How about a little, do you have any Django Reinhardt?
What's that?
Django?
I've never heard of that.
Reinhardt?
No.
Gypsy Jazz?
Nope.
Oh, you need to download some or, no, download some. Don't bother buying it.
Okay. Cool.
I'll tell you what, after we get off, I'll email you some.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
All right.
God, what should we head off with?
Kazakhstan National Anthem.
Yeah, the Kazakhstan National Anthem. Now, I can't find that now. I had it playing, like, loads of weird kind of Kazakhstani music. Yeah, it's the Ali G thing.
Throw the jewel down the well.
Oh, we're gonna get loads of fucking hate mail for that.
Good.
Oh, well.
I know, I'll finish off with some Christian music.
Oh, right. Fuck.
So it's Spirit 105 FM, Seattle, Washington, USA. I think so. WA, what does W?
Yeah, Washington.
For? Yeah.
Spirit 105.3's music is uplifting.
It's about loving God and loving people.
Loving God and loving people.
Safe for the whole family.
Oh, I'd love to hijack that radio station.
Yes. You're listening to Hacker Voice Radio. Hello, fuckers.
Safe for all the family. Okay.
Here, play some heavy Kazakhstan stuff.
Yeah. I can't find it at this moment in time.
Ah, cool.
Here, let me see. If you let me call in on another line, I'll DJ the going out music.
Cool, okay.
Alright, hang on for a second. Let
me okay.
Pull up this song.
And instead of having dead air, thank you for joining us for another quality episode of Hacker Voice Radio. We'll be back Monday, 9 PM.
We will be, yeah.
Call us, email us, come on IRC, download the show, anything. Contact us.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
After the show, we'll be very chatty.
Oh yes.
In the IRC and throughout the weekend, hopefully I'll be there as well. I don't know what's happening. As I said, I'm having a few issues, so I'm having treatment. For my insanity.
Yeah.
Hello.
So we'll see you guys Monday.
Yeah.
Jump on IRC and if you need any docs, let me know.
Yeah, we're dropping docs.
Big time. Shouts go to Walker, Stephanie, Rani, Obsolete, Netbots, I think that's his name.
Yep.
Napstar, Scoby, Ionix, and Belial. Good night, people.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
You let me call in another
one. Wow, we could really hear ourselves there.
Shove anything on.
Yep.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
If the planet doesn't lie, it must be all right. And if the planet doesn't care, it must be all square. Never planet doesn't care.